Hashtag AI broke YouTube's playbook. What outlier videos reveal in 2026? Something shifted on YouTube in 2026, and if you blinked, you probably missed it. The old playbook, post consistently, chase trending topics, optimize your thumbnail, still exists, but it's no longer enough. AI has fundamentally changed how the best performing videos get made, found, and scaled. And the creators who spotted this early, they're pulling numbers that would have seemed impossible 2 years ago. The short version, if you're pressed for time, AI video content in 2026 isn't about replacing your creativity, it's about making smarter decisions. Faster. Here's the quick version of what this article covers. YouTube's algorithm now rewards outlier videos, content that dramatically outperforms a channel's average. And AI tools can identify these patterns far faster than any human could. Creators like Sandy Lee are using Claude Code to analyze retention data, reverse engineer successful video structures, and build hooks that actually land. Building an ideal audience profile with AI means your content speaks to the right people, not just a broad demographic guess. Measuring performance matters more than ever. AI dashboards can track watch time, drop-off points, and engagement to show you exactly what to fix. The biggest mistake? Letting AI run the show without human oversight. Cultural nuance, tone mismatches, and hallucinated stats are real risks. The bottom line, AI gives you the data and the framework. You bring the personality and the judgment. That combination is what separates genuinely useful content from the noise. What counts as an outlier video in a world? Ruled by AI. An outlier video isn't just a viral hit. In 2026, it's any video that dramatically outperforms the baseline for its niche, and often it breaks every rule you'd expect. Wrong format, unexpected topic, a creator you've never heard of. AI tools are now sophisticated enough to spot these anomalies before human analysts even notice them, identifying patterns in engagement, drop-off rates, and comment sentiment that no spreadsheet could surface manually. Here's what's genuinely surprising. The most watched YouTube content in 2026 isn't coming exclusively from mega channels with million-pound production budgets. A significant chunk is coming from smaller, sharper creators who are using AI to punch well above their weight. Take a tutorial on AI-driven baking techniques that circulated in Q1 2026. It pulled 8 times the average views for its niche, not because the creator had a huge following, but because AI had optimized its structure, pacing, and hook before a single frame was filmed. That's the new competitive edge. StatCheck, how AI transformed video success rates. The numbers back this up. Videos optimized with AI tools outperform non-AI videos by 46% in watch time on average, according to late 2025 data, a trend that has continued into early 2026. AI-powered creators reported a 31% spike in 2025 engagement compared to their 2024 baseline, establishing a trend that has only accelerated as more creators adopt these workflows. But, and this is a big but, copying AI-generated ideas wholesale doesn't work. Creators who grabbed AI suggestions without interrogating them found their content falling flat, sometimes embarrassingly so. TechRound reports that around 20% of YouTube content is now AI-generated, and a lot of it is indistinguishable noise. The difference between that noise and a genuine outlier comes down to targeted analysis, not generic automation. AI is a tool, not a strategy, and 2026 is the year that distinction became impossible to ignore. How to build an AI-powered ideal audience profile and why it matters more than ever. Most creators skip this step. They jump straight to what should I make next, without ever properly answering, who am I making it for? AI makes it possible to answer that second question with a level of precision that simply wasn't available before. Step by step, using Claude Code to nail your audience avatar. Start with the data you already have. Pull your current video engagement metrics, demographics, average watch time, comment themes, and which videos have the highest retention rates. This is your raw material. Don't worry if it's messy or incomplete. That's exactly what Claude Code is built to work with. Next, feed your highest performing video transcripts into Claude Code and ask it to extract audience traits and recurring topics. You'll start to see patterns, the specific language your viewers use, the problems they keep circling back to, the moments in your videos where engagement spikes. These aren't things you'd easily spot by watching your analytics dashboard. They're buried in the texture of the content itself. Then cross-check. Use Google Trends or a quick audience poll to validate what Claude Code surfaces. AI is powerful, but it's working from the data you give it. A quick sanity check against live search behavior or direct audience feedback catches any blind spots before they become bad content decisions. Why defining content pillars with AI accelerates growth? Once you have a clear audience profile, AI can do something genuinely useful. It can instantly surface the subtopics and hooks you haven't thought of yet. Not just variations on your existing ideas, but genuinely overlooked angles that align with your business strengths and your audience's real frustrations. A UK marketing agency I'm aware of went through this process and came out the other side with 27 distinct content ideas, up from the 3 they'd started with. That's not padding or repetition. Those are 27 different angles on real audience pain points, each with a clear hook and a reason to exist. That's the difference between a content calendar you have to force and one that practically writes itself. The practical upshot is this: you stop guessing. You stop making videos based on gut feel or what worked for someone else in a different niche. You start creating with repeatable, precise appeal, and that's when growth starts to compound. How Claude Code crafts hooks and scripts that actually sound like you getting the analysis right is only half the job. The other half is turning those insights into content that sounds like it came from you, not from a machine that's read too many marketing blogs. From hook to script, turning AI insights into unique content. Claude Code doesn't just generate a generic script template and hand it over. When used properly, it merges the structural elements that worked in outlier videos, the hook timing, the problem framing, the pacing of the reveal, with your own story, expertise, and voice. The output reflects the slang, rhythm, and micro-references that already exist in your content, rather than imposing a one-size-fits-all structure. One practical technique that makes a real difference: record a short audio sample, even just 2 or 3 minutes of you talking naturally about your topic, and feed it to Claude Code. The AI uses that sample to calibrate its tone and sentence structure to match your natural speech patterns. The resulting script feels like something you'd actually say, rather than something you'd have to perform. That authenticity gap is smaller than most people expect, and closing it matters enormously for viewer trust. Editing AI-generated scripts for personality and authenticity. Even the best AI-generated scripts need a human pass. Claude Code can over-optimize for structure or keyword density in ways that make the final product feel slightly mechanical, technically correct, but missing the warmth that keeps viewers watching. Sandy Lee's recommendation here is worth taking seriously. Cut jargon wherever it appears. Add a personal story in the intro, something specific, not just a vague "I've been there," and test read the whole thing aloud before you film. If you stumble over a sentence, rewrite it. If a section sounds like a press release, humanize it. The AI draft is a strong starting point, not a finished product. And honestly, don't be afraid to diverge from it. If the AI gives you a 3-part structure and your instinct says the second point should come first, trust that instinct. Human quirks, the unexpected aside, the self-deprecating moment, the slightly odd metaphor that somehow works, are what drive real connection. AI can get you 80% of the way there. The last 20% is still yours. Scaling up, how AI systems let businesses replicate winning video formulas. Finding one outlier is exciting. Building a system that produces them consistently, that's where the real business value lives. Turning one outlier into a series. AI-driven content assembly lines. When a video outperforms, the instinct is to celebrate and move on. The smarter move is to immediately hand it to AI for structural analysis. Claude Code breaks down what made it work, the hook format, the content sequence, the call to action placement, and builds a replicable template you can use for sequels, spin-offs, or related topics. The outlier becomes the blueprint, not the exception. Clients working with digital visibility in the UK have seen this in action. Several scaled from monthly video output to weekly launches using AI-driven content templates. And the results in Q1 2026 were striking, a tripling of inbound sales leads directly attributed to YouTube. That kind of growth doesn't come from working harder. It comes from working with a system that removes the guesswork from each new piece of content. There's also a less obvious benefit worth mentioning. Replicable workflows dramatically reduce creative burnout. When every video starts from a blank page, the cognitive load is enormous. When you're working from a proven structure and using AI to fill in the specifics, the creative energy goes where it should, into the ideas and the personality, not the logistics. Outlier analysis for teams, assigning roles, automating revisions. For businesses with more than one person involved in content production, AI creates a coordination opportunity that most teams haven't fully explored yet. Claude Code integrates with project management tools like Trello and Notion, enabling seamless handoffs between the research, scripting, and production stages. AI-driven revision suggestions can be routed to the right team member automatically, cutting down the back and forth that eats into production schedules. Larger organizations are also starting to loop AI into compliance and brand voice checks, catching off message language or regulatory issues before content reaches a senior reviewer. That removes one of the most common approval bottlenecks in corporate content teams. The practical advice here is to assign a dedicated team lead to review AI suggestions before anything goes live. Not to second-guess every decision, but to maintain the human editorial judgment that keeps content feeling genuine. AI handles the heavy lifting. A human signs off on the final call. What nobody tells you, AI limitations, pitfalls, and human touch. Let's be honest about what AI can't do, because if you go into this thinking it's a magic solution, you'll make expensive mistakes. Where AI outsmarts us, and where it still falls short. AI is extraordinarily good at pattern recognition. It can process thousands of videos, identify structural similarities, and surface insights that would take a human analyst weeks to compile. But it has genuine blind spots, and cultural nuance is the biggest one. Sarcasm, dry humor, regional references, the kind of self-aware irony that works brilliantly for a South Wales audience but falls flat in a different context. AI consistently struggles with these. It reads the words, it doesn't always read the room. This creates a real risk for creators who lean too heavily on AI-generated scripts without reviewing them carefully. Misread context leads to hooks that feel tone-deaf or scripts that address the wrong version of a problem. The BBC reported in early 2026 on exactly this kind of failure when TikTok's AI-generated video overviews produced absurd errors, including claiming a celebrity was a piece of fruit. The underlying problem isn't unique to TikTok. It's a fundamental limitation of AI working without sufficient human oversight. And there's a subtler issue too. Too much AI, not enough you, and viewers start to feel it, even if they can't name what's wrong. The content becomes technically competent, but emotionally flat. Engagement drops. The algorithm notices. Balance isn't a nice to have, it's the whole point. Sandy Lee's warnings, when not to trust the algorithm. Sandy Lee is enthusiastic about AI, but she's also clear-eyed about its failure modes. Her strongest warning, always review the first draft, because AI sometimes hallucinates, inventing statistics, fabricating trends, or presenting confident assertions about things that simply aren't true. In a content context, publishing a hallucinated stat isn't just embarrassing, it undermines the trust you've worked to build. Her operating principle is to use AI to suggest, never to decide. The AI can tell you what the data points toward. You decide whether that direction is right for your audience, your brand, and the story only you can tell. That's not a limitation to work around, it's the correct relationship to have with the tool. Make reviewing AI scripts a non-negotiable step in your process. Read them aloud. Check every factual claim. Ask yourself whether this sounds like something you'd actually say. If the answer to any of those questions gives you pause, fix it before you hit upload. The extra 20 minutes is always worth it. YouTube's algorithm has changed, and AI is the reason. Let's be honest, what worked on YouTube 2 years ago isn't cutting it anymore. The platform's algorithm has quietly shifted, viewer expectations have risen, and a flood of AI-generated content has made it harder, not easier, to stand out. By the end of 2025, The Guardian noted that more than 20% of videos shown to new YouTube users are now classed as AI slop, content that looks the part but delivers nothing of value. That's a problem. But it's also an opportunity, because here's the thing. The creators and businesses winning right now aren't just using AI to churn out content. They're using it strategically to analyze what's already working, build smarter hooks, and replicate winning video formulas at scale. That's a very different game. This article walks you through exactly how that works. We'll cover how to build an AI-powered audience profile, how to reverse engineer outlier videos using tools like Claude Code, how to measure what's actually moving the needle, and what to watch out for when AI gets it wrong. Whether you're a small business owner in the UK trying to grow your reach or a content creator looking for an edge, there's something practical here for you. AI video content in 2026, where do you go from here? The creators and businesses pulling ahead on YouTube right now aren't doing it by posting more, they're doing it by posting smarter. They're using AI to find what's already working, build content around proven structures, and measure performance with a level of precision that simply wasn't possible a few years ago. What this article has shown is that the tools are accessible, the methodology is learnable, and the results are real. But the human element, your voice, your judgment, your understanding of your audience is what makes the difference between content that converts and content that gets lost in the noise. If you're a UK business owner thinking about where to start, the honest answer is start small, stay curious, and don't hand the wheel entirely to the AI. Use it as your research assistant, your data analyst, and your first draft writer. Then bring your own expertise to the final cut. Ready to take it further? Explore our AI workflow automation services to find out how we can help you build scalable, AI-powered content systems that actually work for your business. Key takeaways. Next step. Try our free AI Readinesses Analyzer to evaluate how well your current website and content are prepared for AI-driven search and discovery. Frequently asked questions. How does AI analyze and identify outlier YouTube videos better than humans? AI tools like Claude Code process data at a scale no human team could match, scanning retention rates, watch time curves, comment sentiment, and micro trends across thousands of videos simultaneously. The real advantage isn't just speed, though, it's the absence of bias. Humans tend to favor content that looks good or confirms what we already believe works. AI doesn't have that problem. It finds the videos that statistically outperform, regardless of production value or creator size, and surfaces the structural patterns behind their success. For small business owners, This means discovering content angles and hook styles you'd almost certainly overlook on your own. What are the main steps to measure AI video content performance effectively? Start with an AI-enabled dashboard that tracks the basics: watch time, audience retention, and engagement rate. From there, dig into where viewers are dropping off, specifically between your hook and your core topic. That gap tells you a lot. Segment your repeat viewers separately because they behave differently to first-time watchers and skew your averages. Run a monthly outlier factor report to see which videos are beating your channel's baseline and by how much. When you're ready to test changes, release A/B versions and let AI measure which one lifts your key metrics. Small, consistent tweaks compound into significant performance gains over time. Can Claude Code help improve my video scripts to reflect my unique brand voice? Absolutely. And this is one of the more underrated things it does well. Claude Code can analyze your past scripts and even transcripts of your on-camera delivery, picking up on your rhythm, vocabulary, and personality cues. It then calibrates its output to match. For best results, feed it several examples before you start prompting. The more material it has, the better the fit. That said, always review what comes back. The closer you blend AI-generated structure with your own stories and observations, the more authentic the final video will feel. AI gives you the scaffold. Your voice makes it real. How can small businesses in the UK start using AI-driven video production without a big budget? Start lean. Free and low-cost AI tools can already help with keyword research, trending topic identification, and basic script outlines. You don't need to spend big to get started. Focus your early experiments on short-form content, like YouTube Shorts or Instagram Reels, where production costs are lower and feedback loops are faster. As you build confidence and start seeing results, it makes sense to invest in more advanced tools like Claude Code for deeper outlier analysis. It's also worth connecting with other local creators. Sharing data or running joint campaigns can accelerate your growth. Many UK businesses have seen meaningful traffic spikes from just a handful of well-optimized videos each month. What are the risks or common mistakes when using AI for YouTube video content? The biggest pitfall is over-reliance. If you let AI generate your ideas, write your scripts, and define your strategy without proper human review, you'll end up with content that's technically competent but tonally off, and audiences notice. The BBC has reported on AI tools making embarrassing factual errors at scale, which is a real reputational risk if you're not checking the output. AI also misses cultural nuance. What resonates in one region or community might land badly in another. And don't chase every outlier trend the AI surfaces. Relevance to your actual audience matters more than chasing what worked for someone else. The formula that consistently wins is data-driven insight combined with your own authentic perspective and a solid fact check before anything goes live.